1. Begin transmission.
Not quite. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are aware that that time is incorrect, for if you check your clock, you shall notice the correct time is actually 19:30 UTC, and that is the time that we traditionally begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm sitting here in front of my computer trying to straighten some stuff out here before we get started. And guess who's outside the door of my office? My office slash studio, this room that has no other use other than for me to store things in that have to be plugged into other things. And my cat wants to come in. You can hear her. She says, meow, 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 meow. And if you haven't heard, my cat has been released from Kitty Pee Prison. My cat is running free. My cat is running free in the house, and that's why she's sitting outside the door saying, yang, yang, yang. What are you doing, baby dingins? Oh, you want to hear some numbers? Oh, you want to talk to numbers, lady? Okay, it looks like, according to my cat, we're going to have to go to the numbers and talk to the numbers lady. So let's do that. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 232, number 397, number 406, number 412, number 558, number 586, number 900, number 991. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, numbers lady. Do you approve, Pippa? Did you like the numbers today? Yeah, even Pippa enjoyed the numbers. All right, so the next thing we need to do is to test this tea. Have we even had any of this tea yet? Is it cool enough? Is it too hot to drink? We're about to find out. Oh, it's kind of okay. Ooh, it is hot, but... Oh, delicious tea. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's not even funny. And now, well, I guess we have no option but to go out of this room. Ow. I gotta tell you, first of all, though, I'm having some kind of problem today. Been having back problems for the last 2 days. Not something severe, but something new and different. And we got that weird kind of sciatic nerve thing going on, and I got this pain down into the back of my knee and all this stupid crap. So anyway, let's go out here. Here's my kitty. Oh, here's my kitty sitting right here on the floor. Hello, kitty business. What's your name? Yes, your name is Yelpy Ganooper. Oh yeah, let's run up the stairs. Okay, so my cat is running upstairs. I'm following slowly. She says, meow. Today's a strange day. I can hear birds chirping outside. Is it warm? What the heck is going on? Okay, well, we're walking over here to the kitty water cup. What does this mean? Why are we standing over here by your kitty water cup? Does this mean that some kitties need new kitty water? Yes, okay. Oh, bending over is not fun. So, I'm going to pick up the cup. Pour a little of the water out. We're going to put the cup back on the floor. Then we're going to grab the jug of kitty water, which is sitting over here. Look at this. You still get the special kitty water. Look at this. And as I pour it out of the bottle, the cat is trying to drink directly from the bottle. And it's working. She's drinking fresh from the stream. Oh, is that the best way to drink kitty water? Oh, That hurt. Oh, bending over like that, not a smart thing to do. Okay, so now that we're actually standing up here, let's go take a look outside. Oh, yeah. I see lots of melted snow. Everything is wet. And, geez, it's almost 50 degrees F. The F stands for freedom. Oh, I'm looking out the other window. I'm seeing melted snow and lots of water around. Yeah. So, it's about 48 degrees, I would say, thereabouts. Which makes it, about 8 degrees Fahrenheit? I mean, 8 degrees Celsius? That's pretty warm. What's happening? Is this false spring? I think it is. This is a falsehood. This is a lie. It must have also rained or something earlier because the streets are wet all over. Not just in the gutters where the rain would run off, but absolutely everywhere. Okay. So, we got a false spring day. Ow. See, but actually, now that I'm standing up and walking around, this actually helps. Yes, you have fresh kitty water. Go ahead and drink it. Yeah, drink up. Yes, drink it up. It's so delicious, especially for a baby. Now, she did kind of drink a lot. Maybe we need to top the cup off. Here, let me top that off for you. Yes, here, get your face in it. Okay, get it. Better drink it as it's falling through the air because water tastes better when it's falling through the air. Yeah, now drink it out of the cup. There you go. How to train your cat to drink water. Something that you would think they would understand instinctively. Perhaps not. I don't know. What do I know about cats? Okay, come on. Let's head downstairs. Do I want to sit down? What am I doing? I don't know. I've got a game I've got to watch, but I'm looking at the TV right now. And, oh my God. Arsenal killed Tottenham. I mean, Newcastle. Tottenham beat Aston Villa with one at the last second. Damn. Yeah, look at that. Heung-min Son scored it at 94th minute goal. That is just insane. Okay, so my game isn't on for a while. We've got a couple hours, so we might as well get into some of the usual obnoxiousness. Oh, we're going to try, though. Yeah, okay. Huygens. All right, yeah, okay, I'm sitting down. Oh, this is interesting. And the cat goes running by. Uh-oh. danger. Danger, Will Robinson. Oh, boy. So, anyway, what have I been doing? For the last 24 hours, I've been watching a lot of volleyball. Not on TV. Oh, no. I have actually been watching live volleyball. And how many games have I seen in the last 24 hours? Oh, I don't know. A lot. I like volleyball. I like volleyball enough that, you know, I remember when I was a kid, they introduced volleyball to us children while we were in elementary school. I don't remember what grade we were in. Somewhere kind of in the middle, like third or fourth grade. Which was obviously way too early. Because every kid is afraid of the ball. Now, I wasn't particularly, since I had been playing sports for a while. But they figured out, oh yeah, kids this age can't play volleyball. Because they're afraid of the ball. So they introduced a beach ball into the mix. That's right, we were playing volleyball with a beach ball, which was fun, but not exactly action-packed, because you hit the ball, and then you got to wait 30 seconds for it to travel over the net, or into the net, as the case usually was. So, as much as I liked the game volleyball, I didn't have an opportunity to play it, really, because nobody else could, until we were about 12, and then there was about half a dozen kids in my school who could actually hack it. And then by that time, it was too late. After that, there are no more opportunities for boys to play volleyball in my school system. There were no boys' volleyball teams. Volleyball was purely and entirely a girls' sport, which annoyed me. But we did have other opportunities to play it once we were in high school, because then, and this is the weird thing about my high school, I haven't heard of, in my town, I had not heard of anybody, any other schools doing this, but we actually, in my high school, we had, I don't know if you would call it intramural or not, I guess you would, we had intramural volleyball tournaments between homeroom classes. So various homerooms would go up against each other before school starts and then play volleyball. What did you win? Well, you didn't win anything. There was no prize. There's no real motivation to do this. You know, they would say, oh, it's for the pride of your homeroom. Yeah, no. And there was some other things, too. Was there a homeroom basketball tournament, too? I'm vaguely remembering that some of this was very weird. My high school was strange. It was not like the high school of my friends. And I didn't realize that until well after the fact. Did my cat just get into the cat box? I think my cat's using the cat box. Hooray! That's good news. Although, and I shouldn't even tell you this. I should not even tell you this. I don't know, at some point yesterday, I came home after watching volleyball, and apparently my cat had used the cat box, but you know how sometimes we'll get one little poop accidentally somewhere else. Yeah, well, that happened, and I stepped on it barefoot. And here's the weird part. Somehow, I didn't manage to notice this for a while. Yeah. So yeah, I had to spend some time last night trying to... And here's the annoying thing. I think I'd still smell it. But anyway. Yeah, I had to spend all this time cleaning up some kitty poops. And I'm not sure if I got that spot all the way. You know, I've got the special cleaner. I got the special Resolve Pet Stain Remover and blah, blah, blah. And I use it according to the directions, which are very strange and oddly specific. But I do follow the instructions. I think I'm going to have to go over that particular spot again. It's right over there. It's a meter and a half away. I can almost don't reach for it. Don't reach for it. I could almost reach it, but I need to not do that because that reaching action, oh, not good for whatever's going on with my back here. So anyway, now the cat's getting out of the cat box. Do we smell anything unusual? I don't know. And now... Anna Kendrick on X.
It's boring. Boring? Like for my honeymoon? All I wanted to do was go in a hot air balloon to different countries around the world. Just be surrounded by wicker. We could have wicker picnic baskets and I could make picnic hats out of wicker. We would be wearing matching Chuck Taylors and he vetoed it. Because he wants to go to a resort and just perch.
What?
I am a young woman.
Preach.
There's so much for me to see.
Yes.
I haven't even been to Burning Man. I don't even know what Amsterdam is like.
Amsterdam is old, dirty, and considerably overrated. That's all you need to know. I would also recommend you stay out of Prague. Oh. But that's a different story entirely. Okay, so what are we doing today? All we want is some 90210, but are we getting any 90210 today? No, of course we're not getting any 90210 today. I gotta sit here and wait for my game to start, which doesn't start for another... Is it really an hour and a half? Is it really an hour and a half? My God, yes it is. Actually, it's an hour and 25 minutes. But yeah, I think the coverage starts 5 minutes before the hour. The game starts on the hour. And this is a big one. This game today could potentially determine who ends up in the Champions League next year. Because Manchester United is not in the top four right now. But I'm trying to remember, don't they have another way in? I can't remember. Maybe not. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe nobody knows. Maybe it's all just a massive mystery. It could be. Ow. I shouldn't be sitting here like this. I need to shift or something or do something. I don't know. I have a feeling I'm going to be getting back in the bathtub. Been spending a lot of time in the bathtub recently. Yeah. And that's probably going to continue today. And I don't have a problem with that because I've started another book. Of course, you'll remember, or at least regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I was reading a book. I finished that book last night. That book was China White by Peter Moss, the author of Serpico and the Valachi Papers, among others. And it was a fairly decent book, but I thought it was short, not very in-depth, just kind of a shallow sort of thing, and kind of a fast read considering I think I read the whole damn book in two sittings. Well, that's what you get, with a book with 12-point type. It's only 190 pages long or whatever. So I thought, this is fun learning, or at least relearning, interesting phrases in various Chinese dialects, including but not limited to. Let's see, what all was in this book? There was obviously Mandarin and Cantonese. There was a lot of Hakka, Chuchao, and there was something else. There's all kinds of fun stuff. So I thought, hey, yeah, maybe I'll read some more books about stuff going down in China. What should I read? I need something a little bit more in-depth, something a little bit more substantial. So what did I pull off the shelf? Haven't read it in quite a while. Noble House by James Clavell. And I don't know if this was a good idea or not, because it's 1,400 pages of 6-point type that I can barely read at arm's length. And, here comes Katie. Hi, Pippa has returned. You have returned. Hi. Are you a little bit stinky? You kind of are a little bit stinky. Why are you so stinky? Is it that new food? I'm not going to give you any more of that new food. There's something up with that, so we're going back to the old yummy duck food for now. Yay, Pippa likes the duck food. You like the ducky food? Yeah, it's so yummy. Duck food for babies. That's what we got. Duck food for babies. Oh, I think I forgot that. Kitties want to do some kitty business right now. Is that what's going on? You want to do some kitty business? Does that mean it's Sunday? There's no trading on the trading floor. Now, the kitty board of trade is closed on a Sunday. Kitty board of trade is always closed on Sundays. And if you do any after-hours trading, you could get in trouble with the kitty SEC. Yeah. The kitty Securities and Exchange Commission. They're going to bust you. You're going to get busted by kitty Securities and Exchange. Okay, there's no getting around it. We got to, we're going to have to do some kitty business, so don't tell the kitty Securities and Exchange. And, you know, while I'm getting this all figured out, let's just go to some music. So, let's have a little musical interlude here. And I got just the thing, some cowboy music. Let's listen to some cowboy music, because I've always wanted to be a cowboy.
I want to be a cowboy. I'm going to be a cowboy. I'm born to be a cowboy. I want to be a cowboy. The cowboy!
Beautiful. That was obviously The Vandals, one of my favorite bands of all times, The Vandals, with their classic hit, Urban Struggle. It's just so funny. I love it to this day. How old is that song now? I'm trying to think. 80, 90, can it be 40 years old? I don't know. Maybe. Almost. Not quite. But close enough. I do love The Vandals. That is probably their greatest hit, Urban Struggle. And if you didn't figure it out, that was basically some commentary about the state of California at the time, which was in the grip of an urban cowboy fad, thanks to the John Travolta film Urban Cowboy, which was sort of a sequel to Saturday Night Fever. And boy, was the movie terrible. Absolutely horrible. Yeah, and everybody decided they wanted to be a cowboy too and ride that mechanical bull. Yuckoo. Yeehaw. Yeah. Pretty classic stuff there. And, geez. Yeah, they mentioned that there are lots of good references in that song too, including but not limited to The Cuckoo's Nest. Oh, the classic venue. But we won't go into that right now. I kind of want to listen to some more Vandals, but haven't we done enough Vandals on the Dubious Goals Committee? I mean, just a couple of days ago, we were listening to... I don't remember what. And we've had to listen to Anarchy Burger a few times just because we were talking about the movie that it was played in and blah, 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 and I don't know. Oh, what the hell. It's almost lunchtime. I'm getting hungry. Maybe I do need a little Anarchy Burger. Yeah! Because nothing says anarchy like going to school naked. But kids, if you're listening, you need to take that to heart. You need to understand the important message in that song, which is this. You are all potential anarchy burgers. All of you. So embrace that. Embrace your anarchy burger side. Order yourself an anarchy burger, and maybe get a side of onion rings. That would be good. I'm really hungry for that now. Not those terrible flour-breaded onion rings. Ugh, gross, like tempura onion rings, or tempura and cornmeal-battered onion rings to go with that delicious anarchy burger. Anarchy Burger recipes will be available tomorrow on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, home of the Anarchy Burger recipe for you. My name is Tobe. Obviously, I gotta eat something now, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.